Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Friday Night Youth. Okay, sabihin mo na sa katabi mo, kumusta ka na? Okay, for those of you who are here for the first time, we are in our last leg of a month-long series entitled Road Trip. Ayan. What's Road Trip all about? It's how to find God's will and the right direction in your life. So, the past few Fridays, we talked about the importance of finding God's will in your life. We also talked about the importance of having God's word, because this is the tool that God uses, the primary tool that God uses to give us direction in life. Tonight is the second most important tool that God uses to give direction in your life is through godly counsel, or yung maka-Diyos na payo ng mga kaibigan natin. Ito yung ginagamit na ating Panginoon. Now, I'd like to start this by making an observation. You know, I go to 4 different schools a week, and most of the time when I'm there, I see a lot of students wearing earphones, wearing headphones. Ngayon, hindi lang earphones, headphones na ipalakihan na, di ba? May mga star pa sa dito. And there's even this guy in my victory group who has this huge headphone na, alam niyo yung ginagamit ng mga pilot ng helicopter. I don't know, maybe you see him at the back sometime. Maybe he's here. Is he here? Is Mike here? Okay. He's wearing camouflage pants and jacket. Most of the time, he's wearing gloves. Now, sabi ko sa kanya, bakit ganyan lagi suit mo? Baka mapagkamalan kang military dito. No, it's just the fashion, no? I want to listen to my music all the time. And, you know, guys, just by looking at a person, kahit di ko pinapakinggan yung music na nandun sa kanyang MP3 or iPad, I can tell whether he's listening to rock music, he's listening to pop. Pag nakita ko yung tao minsan, daming hikaw. Sabi ko, malamang mahilig to sa rock music. Pag yung tao naman, yung buhok medyo ala Justin Bieber. Yeah, may nakita ko ala Justin Bieber dun eh, you know. It's like, pop music to. Pag yung tao naman, parang laging malungkot. Di ba? Laging emo. Yan. Mahilig to makinig ng mga love songs. Yan, yung mga kakabasted lang. No? Mga taong feeling nila walang magkakagusto sa kanila. Anyway, okay, there's a saying here by Andy Stanley, okay? He said that what and who you listen to will influence what you do. Is it there on the screen? Sabi ni Andy Stanley, what and who you listen to will influence what you do. Now, if this is true with the music that we listen to, this is also true with the people who speak to us, who influence us. Kung nakaka-influensya daw sa buhay natin, yung mga tugtog na pinapakinggan natin, mas nakaka-influensya daw yung mga taong kausap natin o yung mga taong nagbibigay ng payo sa atin. Ngayon, ang tanong dito, sino ba ang nilalapitan mo pag may problema ka? Who do you go to? If you have a problem, if you have a question, the graduates, no? If you're graduating from high school, who are you talking to right now? In what course to take? If you're graduating from college, who are you talking to right now? How to get a job? Are you talking to the security guard? Are you talking to your parents, your relatives? Who are you talking to? But the main question I'd like to put to you guys tonight is this. Diba? Who? Ito tandaan nyo. Who or what kind of people do we listen to if we are to stay in line with God's will? Now, all of us have problems. All of us have questions. But everyone in this room would like to stay in the center of God's will. Because if you're in the center of God's will, wala kang problema. Diba? Ando ka sa will ni God eh. Hindi ka maliligaw. When trials come, you're gonna be strong because you're in the center of God's will. Andun siya to back you up. Now, paano mo masisiguro na yung mga taong nagbibigay ng payo sa'yo, yung mga taong kumakausap sa'yo, have that kind of quality to give you an advice? And to answer that, I'd like to read our text for tonight. It's in Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 to 27. This is all about Moses and Jethro. Okay, I'm gonna read. Sabi rito, Jethro said, chapter 18, verse 13 to 27. Is it there? Okay, the next day, Moses took his seat to hear the people's disputes against each other. They waited before him from morning till evening. Ay, haba ng pila. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he asked, "What are you really accomplishing here? Why are you trying to do all this alone while everyone stands around you from morning till evening?" Moses replied, "Because the people come to me to get a ruling from God. And when a dispute arises, they come to me and I am the one who settles the case between the quarreling parties. I inform the people of God's decrees and give them his instructions." Next verse, please. Okay. "You're going to wear yourself out and the people too. This job is too heavy a burden for you to handle all by yourself." Next verse. "Now listen to me and let me give you a word of advice." Yes, remember that word. "And may God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative before God, bringing their disputes to him. Teach them God's decrees and give them his instructions. Show them how to conduct their lives. But select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes." We need that right now. "Appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 150, and 10. They should always be available to solve the people's common disputes, but have them bring the major cases to you. Let the leaders decide the smaller matters themselves. They will help you carry the load, making the task easier for you. If you follow this advice and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressures and all these people will go home in peace." Moses listened to his father-in-law's advice and followed his suggestions. Okay, I want to say a short prayer. Lord, we thank you right now, even for this night, for the things that you're about to reveal to us, how important it is. Do you give us godly counsel through people that you surround us with? We honor you, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so reading this verse, you know, I feel like I'm coming home, running home. Oh, I want to watch my favorite TV show, pero pagdating ko doon, kalagitnaan na. Or what's worse is like this, you're running late in school in the morning, na-traffic ka. Pagdating mo roon sa classroom mo, nakasara na yung pinto, nagle-lecture na yung prof mo, wala ka nang napakinggan sa lecture, late ka pa. Okay, kumbaga, ando ka na, laupo ka na lang. You know why I said that? Because the verses that we read, you know, when you read the book of Exodus, ito na yung kalagitnaan eh. Everything that happened, kumbaga yung climax ng book of Exodus, nangyari na. The slavery of the Israelites in Egypt for 400 years, the calling of Moses, the burning bush, the 10 plagues, the crossing of the Red Sea. Nangyari na yun eh. So this time, ang nangyari, tumawid na sila sa Red Sea, nandun na sila sa Promised Land, and nabalitaan ni Jethro, yung father-in-law ni Moses. I know what you call father-in-law in Tagalog, Bilas ba? Okay, so father-in-law ni Moses, nabalitaan niya, napaparating na yung mga Israelites. Imagine you are Moses and you are leading 2 million people in the desert. Just imagine this, you know, you're the president of Libya. Pagpalagay mo na Libya, then you're gonna transport the whole country of Libya into another country, let's say Egypt. Tapos nandun sila, kung noon, flocks and herds yung daladala nila. Imagine this happening right now. Na lahat nandun na, naka-SUV si Moses, yung mga Israelites, kanya-kanyang dala na sasakyan, may mga nakamotor, may mga naka-jeep, diba? Tapos daladala pa nila yung mga anak nila, yung iba naka-mountain bike lang, no? So, sino ba naman ang hindi makakarinig? So, malayo pa lang, nako, may nagbalita na kay Jethro, paparating na si Moses. And when they met, talagang it was a big reunion. No, nagbalitaan sila. Sabi ni Jethro, "Kwento mo naman sa akin, Moses, ano yung mga nangyari dun sa promise? Ay, anong nangyari dun sa Egypt? Ano yung mga ginawa ni God?" And Moses told him the whole story. No, yung 10 plagues, sabi ni Moses, "Alam mo, hindi ko makakalimutan yung huling miracle, yung huling plague, eh, yung death of the firstborn. Akalain mo ba naman, lahat ng firstborn sa Egypt, pati yung firstborn ng pusa at saka ng daga, namatay. Pero kami, yung mga Israelites sa Goshen, buhay kami. Humihilik pa nga itong katabi ko eh, si Aaron." Sabi niya. Oh. So, yun, kinuwento niya lahat. And later on, dumating naman si Aaron, speaking of the angel, kasama yung ibang leaders ng Israel, and they had one big party that night. Talagang nag-party sila. Imagine having a discotheque, a DJ, sumasayaw sila Moses, sila Aaron. That's it. No? I'm just putting the picture on the future dito sa atin. Okay? And lo and behold, pagising ni Jethro, it's like this. Nagising siya kasi sobrang ingay. Nagkakaguloy mga tao. Hindi dahil may earthquake or may tsunami. Nagkakaguloy mga tao kasi ang haba ng pila. No? So, yun dito yung mga nagdo-dorm. Nagdo-dorm ka sa U-Belt. Okay. If you have a dorm in U-Belt, and you have a class after lunch pa, tapos yung mga ka-dorm mates mo, may klase ng umaga. Hindi ka makatulog sa umaga, maingay, may kalampag ng kalampag, labas-pasok sa CR, tapos may kausap sa cellphone, nagbibihis, bag. Pati ikaw, nagigising ka na rin. It's like that, nagising si Jethro, ba siya, nakita niya ang haba ng tila, sabi niya, ano to? Ang haba ng tila. Moses, what's this? Ba't ang haba ng tila? Meron bang ano dito? Free soft drinks or free food? Bakit ang haba ng tila? Sabi ni Moses, no. Alam mo kaya mahaba yung pila na yan? Because I am appointed to settle their disputes. Na kung 2 million yung tao na yon at yung pila ng tao is 400,000, 100,000, yung umaga na yun, 8 o'clock, ang kinakausap pa lang ni Moses is number 55. Tapos ito, yan, si Isaac. Isaac, number 120 ka pa. No? So malamang Monday ka pa makakausap ni Moses. O kaya yung iba sa inyo, number 2010. 2110, ako, wag na lang tayong maghintay. Magbati na lang tayo. Kasi sari-saring kaso yun eh, di ba? Yun. May pumipila doon dahil hindi nakabayad ng utang, dinidemanda na siya nung inutangan niya. May pumipila doon dahil nahuli niya yung boyfriend niya na cheating on him, ganon. So, di ba, ano si Moses? Ano si Moses sa buhay nila? Moses was the spiritual leader. So kung may problema, doon tayo kay Moses. May tanong, doon tayo kay Moses. Si Moses, he's a mighty man of God. Nako, si Moses, magaling yan. Moses is the source. Kaya niyang sagutin lahat ng tanong. Pumunta tayo doon. And when Jethro saw that, sabi niya, this is not good. Kaya sabi niya, appoint leaders of hundreds, thousands, and tens and instruct them on the word of God so you will not tire yourself. Anyway, what I want to focus to is Moses. Moses as a spiritual leader. Why do all the Israelites go to him? Bakit nga pumupunta yung mga Israelites sa kanya? Kasi sabi ko nga kanina, he's the source. He's the most mature person in that camp. In 2 million people na nandun, kasama na yung party ni Jethro, wala nang mas magiging magaling pa kaysa kay Moses. Because you know why? Moses, sabi nga sa Bible, talks to God as if God talks him like a friend. Alam ba yung katabi mo, kausap mo ngayon, ganun makipag-usap sa kanya si God. And you know, we need Moses in our lives today. What is the definition of a Moses? Kailangan natin mga Moses. Okay, definition of a Moses is someone walking with God longer than we have. You want godly counsel? Gusto mo masiguro na yung mga pinapayo sa inyong taong yon, tama, hindi ka maliligaw. You need to have a Moses in your life. Someone who's been walking with God ahead of you. Now, when I say longer, walking longer than you, I'm not just talking about the years. 3 years ka pa lang kay Lord. Siya 20 years na, 30 years na. I mean, Pastor Jeff here is 20 years na kay Lord, 25 years na. But the quality of his relationship with God. Makikita mo sa buhay niya yung quality. And he can be a Moses because pinagdaanan na niya yung dinadaanan mo ngayon. No? It's good for you to ask directions from someone who's been there. No? You know, for example, me and my wife, we went to Palawan last February. And paglabas namin sa airport, it's like I have a big sign in my chest nakalagay, man from Manila. You know why? Eh, halos lahat ng kanto na likuan namin, sir, bili na po kayo. Sir, dito po kayo. Sir, may ganito ako, may ganun. Why? Kasi alam nila. Alam nila kagad, bullseye. Alam nila kagad kung Manileño ka o hindi. And I won't forget this one episode we had kasi we wanted to go to this park na maganda doon sa Kapitolyo because we want to see nature, no? So sumakay kami ng tricycle. And sabi ko doon sa tricycle driver, boss, pakidala kami doon sa Kapitolyo. Yung may park, ganyan. Dinescribe ko sa kanya. Ah, sir, sige po. Pero sir, mayroon po kong alam na mas maganda, sir, kung gusto nyo. Doon po sa ganitong lugar, doon po maraming mga plants, yung botanical garden po, sabi niya. So, sa isip-isip ko, teka muna, mas marunong ka pa. Eh, doon nga namin gustong pumunta eh, sa Kapitolyo. So, sige, pumunta kami rin sa Kapitolyo. Pagdating namin doon, we got the shock of our lives. Kasi, pagdating namin doon, there was a concert No, there was this concert by a isang sikat na Filipino singer. And yung concert na yon, in the middle of that, may dalawang grupo ng fraternity na nag-aaway. Parang may rambulan, no? So, we had to pray for protection because of what happened. And, you know, after that, sabi ko sa wife ko, uwi na lang tayo, balik na lang tayo dun sa ano natin. Parang hindi yata nakakatuwa dito sa lugar na pinuntahan natin. Kasi nagsisigawan yung mga tao, oh ano, nalaban ka? Oh, hindi ka dito! Ganun na. Parang yung mga tao sa kalsadang naglalakad, napapatingin sila, oh. Sabi ko, na, uwi na tayo, hindi yata safe dito. No? Now, if I listen to that driver, kasi nung habang nagda-drive siya, nakikwento siya sa akin eh. Sabi ko, oh, ano, gano'n ka nakatagal dito sa Palawan? 5 years na ako, sir, galing po ako ng Bohol, ganun. 5 years, ako, kararating ko lang doon. 5 years, alam niya yung pasikot-sikot doon. Kabisado niya yung mga magagandang spots. But I declined to listen to him kasi I thought that I knew better. Ngayon sabi niya, meron akong alam na mas maganda. Hindi ko sinunod yung payo niya kasi tingin ko, mas marunong ako sa kanya eh. So if you want godly counsel, you look for people who have been there longer than you, who have passed through the same trials, who overcome. And mostly, I implore you guys, if you're not yet a part of a victory group, you'll be a part of one. Because you can find the Moses through the pastor, through the victory group leader, through friends who are there in the victory group. Now, ito, what happens? What happens if we fail to heed a godly counsel? What happens if you don't find the Moses? Paano kung nakinig ka lang sa sabi-sabi ng mga kaibigan mo? You know, I'm supposed to have a video. Kilala niyo si Harold Suarez? Okay. Harold Suarez is a candidate for Pilipinas Got Talent. You know? Ha? Huh? Okay. You know, I watched his video about a week ago. I was there in the fort. And I was laughing my heart out kasi kumakanta siya, "She has not seems to me, sweet child of mine." Diba? Tapos sila ay, kasi may tatlong judge dun eh, si ay, si Chris Aquino, and there's this other guy. Kasi pag nag-buzzer na, you have to stop singing. Siya, kanta pa rin ang kanta. Ganun na sila ng ganun. And now what happened? Dahil ayaw nang tumigil, ang ginawa ni Luis Manzano, kumuha siya ng monoblock chair at binato niya doon sa stage. I hope you won't do that to me here tonight. Binato niya yung monoblock. Kanta pa rin ang kanta si Harold Suarez. Whoa! Mga ganun siya, oh. And you know what happened? Kumuha na naman ng monoblock si Luis Manzano. Binato niya, closer, dun lang sa paa na naman ni Harold Suarez. Muntik na siyang tamaan. And that got his attention. And you know what? Sabi ni Ai, sabi ko na kasi sa'yo, tumigil ka eh. Tama na. Nagpapaser na kami. Mga ganun si Ai. And you know, the lesson from Harold Suarez's life is this. Hindi naman niya talaga gustong sumali doon. Kaya lang, binubuyo-buyo siya ng mga kaibigan niya. They gave him a bad counsel. No, siguro pinagtripan siya. Sabi ng mga kaibigan niya, alam mo, pre, may talent ka. Yung talent mo na yan, pang Pilipinas Got Talent. No? You know, I was watching him sing. Grabe, may cutex pa yung kamay niya, oh. May cutex pa, kumakanta siya, may cutex yung kamay niya. Tapos kinuwento niya kay Ai na yung mga friends daw niya talagang in-encourage siyang kumanta sa Pilipinas Got Talent. No? And, ano yung napala niya doon? Diba? Ano yung nangyari? E di, ayun na, napahiya siya sa mga tao. Pinagtawanan siya ng milyong-milyong tao sa TV. And, syempre, he went home thinking na, niloko lang pala ako ng mga kaibigan ko. Now, guys, I've had my share of receiving bad counsel, bad advice. And I've had my share of giving bad counsel. And I confess to you, before, when I was in high school, I had a classmate na gusto niya ligawan yung isang schoolmate namin. Alam ko wala siyang pag-asa. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, hindi, sige, ligawan mo, ligawan mo. Sasagutin ka niyan. Diba? And you know what? What happened to him? I think he said something, ano? Something not good. Sinampal siya ng babae. Yeah. That's my share of giving bad counsel. I hope you don't do that. Okay, so that's what happens if you don't listen. Now, ito ah, not only do we need Moses in our lives, we also need the Jethros. Ayan. What is the definition of a Jethro? Okay, Jethro. Ayan. Jethro is simply someone who is simply following God. Someone who is simply following God. Jethro, compared to Moses, was not a spiritual giant. He was a priest. And I want to add here that the original name, ito ni-research namin ito kahapon, the real and original name of Jethro in Hebrew is Roel. May Roel ba dito? Yeah, alam niyo kung ano ibig sabihin ng Roel sa Hebrew? Friend of God. Yan. So, ikaw, pangalan mo Roel, congratulations. Yan. Yan. Friend of God. Okay. So, ito ah. Okay. Batiin nyo na lang yung mga Roel mamaya. Okay. So, okay, listen up. Compared to Moses, Jethro was just an ordinary follower. He's just an ordinary follower of God. He's not like super spiritual like Moses leading 2 million people. It's like being a pastor of a congregation of 2 million people. Si Jethro is just a priest. He was just a priest and he was just leading maybe 50 or 100 people. But the good thing here is God used him. He's just an ordinary person, but God used him to give Moses the proper perspective at the right time. Imagine niyo kung di nagbigay ng advice si Jethro kay Moses. Maybe isang taon na sila doon sa desertong yon, pero yung mga tao nakapila pa rin. And remember, this is not Robinson's Metro East na ang lakas-lakas ng aircon. That's the desert. Wala naman silang payong, so nakapila sila doon. Ganong kainit. And what did Moses do? Ano yung reaction niya kay ano? Yung reaction niya kay Jethro. I want to talk about Moses' reaction first bago natin alis si Jethro. Alam mo yung reaction ni Moses is a good thing that he listened to his father-in-law. Okay? You know why? Pwedeng mag-react si Moses eh. Pwede niya sabihin na, ano ba pakialam mo? 5 days ka pa lang dito sa camp? Ako ang tagal-tagal ko na nagli-lead. Huwag mo na ako pakialaman. Muwi na kayo, Tay. Tay, uwi na kayo. Ako na bahala dito. Sometimes you're like that. Or, he can be mystical at times. Alam niyo mystical? Teka muna, Jethro, Tay. Mawalang galang na ho ah. Pero alam niyo po ba na everyday kinakausap ako ni God? Bakit ako walang narinig sa kanya? Tapos ngayon, pupunta kayo dito. Sabihin nyo, ganito yung dapat kong gawin. Eh, kausap ko lang si God kanina, wala naman akong narinig sa kanya na ganyan eh. Kaya, uwi na lang kayo. Gusto nyo may pagkain pa dyan sa ref, kumain muna kayo, magbaon kayo bago kayo umuwi. Okay? That's mystical. Sometimes a friend will approach you and tell you, Chris, alam mo, hindi na yata tama yung ginagawa mo eh. Mali na yan. Oo, talaga. Eh, nag-pray ako kaninang umaga kay Lord, nag-quiet time ako, wala naman akong narinig sa kanya eh. Sometimes you're like that. Diba? But, you know guys, sometimes, God uses not the Moses in our lives, but the Jethros. Ordinary people, maybe they're a little younger in you in the faith, 3 years, 4 years lang sila kay Lord. But through humility, you will discern na yung sinasabi nila is being used by God to speak the truth in your life. You know why? Because we will always, in 20 years in my Christian life, I've always remembered that I'm not always strong. I'm not always right. There are times na meron tayong blind spots. Everybody here in this room has blind spots. What are blind spots? You know what blind spots are? This is the best illustration. I was walking in a school one day. There's this grade 5 kid. No? Sabi niya, Kuya Ryan, may puting buhok ka na. Ha? Eh, tamang-tama naglalakad ako papuntang CR. Pagdating ko sa CR, asan na? Wala naman ah. Tapos labas ako, halika nga dito. James yung bata. James, naloko mo ko, wala naman puting buhok. Asan na? Ayan o, ayan o. Asan na? Ganun ako ng ganun, wala naman. Halika, Kuya Ryan. Eto, ayan o, puting buhok ko. Ayan. I can't see it because it was in my back. Someone, sometimes God uses someone just to approach you. You're not expecting him because he's just an ordinary person like Jethro to give you that godly counsel, that godly advice. Now, if you're a person na ayaw mo makinig, dahil tingin mo, teka muna, 20 years na ako sa church. Ikaw, 2 years ka pa lang, 3 years ka pa lang. What does the Bible has to say about that? Okay, Proverbs 15, verse 22. Yan. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, yeah, they succeed. That's what the Bible says. I hope you are not too proud. You know, I've been in this church ever since the start of Metro East 2008. Ikaw, last year ka lang. Ano yung pinagsasabi mo na kailangan kong baguhin to? I hope you don't have that kind of deception in your life na porket matagal ka na rin sa church, you don't need the advice of ordinary Christians or ordinary people. And wag mo sabihin na sa school, nasa pilot section ka. You know what pilot section is? Andun yung cream of the crop. You're in high school, no? Or you're in college, you remember, di ba nung high school, mayroon tayong tiyatawag na section 1 or pilot section. Lahat ng matatalino nandun. And sometimes, there's this feeling or attitude na matalino ako. I can solve this on my own. Kayang-kaya kong ayusin to. Ako nga yung top 1 eh. Ako nga yung top 2. So whatever problem I have right now, I can solve this. Pinapayuan ka ng mga kaibigan mo to stop it, pero hindi mo pa rin tinitigil. So, napahama ka tuloy. Nag-ala Harold Suarez ka. I hope you're not too proud. Okay. Just wanna end this, no? With a question. Okay, I just want to add this. Don't listen only to spiritual giants, but also to ordinary people. And where can you find these ordinary people? Again, I implore you, be a part of a victory group. Because you will be surrounded there by people who will give you that godly advice, that godly counsel. People who will care about you. Victory group is there. We pray. We seek God. We build each other up. As a matter of fact, you know, just want to share. Come April 20, Holy Week. No, we're going to Prayer Mountain, me and my victory group. But the difference is we're not, my college victory group, not the high school one. My college victory group. And then, next time kayo. My college victory group, we're going there. We're not gonna take a van. We're going to Mount Hermon Prayer Mountain, riding our mountain bikes. Yan. So, that's a victory group. We are a family. And there's always someone there, a Moses or a Jethro, to give you godly counsel. Okay, I just want to end with the question. Ibabalik ko lang kayo dun sa question natin kanina, diba? What kind of people, who or what kind of people do we listen to if we are to stay in line with God's will? Kung gusto mong manatili sa plano sa inang Panginoon, sino dapat yung mga taong papakinggan mo sa buhay mo? Ito ba yung barkada mo, yung kamag-anak mo, kaklase mo? Anong klaseng tao? Well, the answer to that is you need the Moses. Someone who's been walking with God longer than you. You need a Jethro who's following God, a friend of God, ordinary person, but still had the qualifications to give you godly advice. Okay. Ang question ko sa inyo ngayon, do you have a Moses in your life? Do you have a Jethro in your life? If not, this is the right time for you guys. Later on, before the service ends, maybe an usher will approach you. There's this small form that they have. Wanna fill it up? Wanna, you're being challenged to be a part of a victory group? You sign it up and you fill it. This is the right time. Okay? This is it. Lahat tayo may problema. Lahat tayo may issues. And we want to make sure that we get the right counsel from the right people.